There's a lot of confusion on the left about Ukraine due to Washington's relentless propaganda machine that pours out the administration's line but leaves out the relevant background, U.S. motivations and involvement, who the main players are, etc. They offer simply Cold War rhetoric, demonizing Putin and blaming Russian intervention totally. If you only follow the corporate media, you wouldn't know about broken agreements with NATO, the history of Crimea, Ukraine, and Eastern Europe, what alignment with NATO and the IMF means to the people there, the rise of fascism, the economic factors, Russia's interests versus those of the U.S. and the West. You wouldn't know that according to polls, a large majority of the U.S. population is totally against another war and opposes U.S. military moves or aid to the coup government in Ukraine. We're very happy to have two speakers tonight who, of course, will clear all of this up for us in the next hour or so. And then we want to discuss what to do about it, what our concerns, demands, and actions should be. I want to mention that UNAC, the United National Anti-War Coalition, issued a call for jobs, health care, and social services, not another war, and called for nationally coordinated anti-war actions across the U.S. and internationally that include protests, vigils, teach-ins, anti-war resolutions, and visits to offices of elected officials. UJP endorsed this call, along with many others, and the forum tonight is listed as one of the many events taking place across the nation. I just got something an email today from Stop the War Coalition in the UK, and they have a petition up that I would encourage you to go to their website and sign. It's Stop the War Coalition, would be STWC at list.riseup.net. NATO, the U.S. has been very provocative, and NATO military exercises are due to take place in Ukraine in July. UK troops will be deployed as part of NATO's rapid Trident maneuvers. And this is a dangerous move, they say, that will inevitably escalate an already tense situation. So Stop the War Coalition, that's the largest anti-war coalition in the UK, along with CND, the Committee for Nonviolent Disarmament, I think, and a number of politicians and celebrities are petitioning the government to initiate a debate in Parliament and bring a stop to this dangerous escalation. So people should be aware that this kind of thing is going on, and that's what the U.S. is involved with also. I just remembered, you can't sign this petition unless you're a U.K. citizen or reside there, but that we should start our own. Okay. Also, I was told that a Russian news agency asked for quotes from our two speakers tonight, and they did. I don't have time to read them. Maybe they'll tell us what they said. But that it's gotten international attention, this forum. Okay, so I'm going to introduce our two speakers. Have we decided who's going first?
Mark.
Mark, okay. Mark Solomon is professor of history emeritus from Simmons College. He's a longtime activist in peace and justice movements for more than 65 years. He has written extensively on U.S. foreign policy, peace issues, and anti-racism. Gary Loop is a Tufts professor of Japanese history. He speaks and writes about issues of foreign and domestic policy, among other topics. Recently has written about Ukraine and why the U.S. should stay out. Ever the history professor, Gary has written a 27-question quiz titled, What Do You Know About NATO's Expansion?, that I would highly recommend, especially since he includes the answers. So, without further introduction, we'll start with Mark.
You can say your name.
Oh, I'm Marilyn Lawson, and I'm the Justice of Peace.